listener production.
Good afternoon, Charlotte Wallen here with your Central West news briefing. The first cohort of student doctors from Charles Sturt's new School of Rural Medicine are venturing out into the workforce. Now in their third year of a five-year degree, they'll be helping to bolster the medical workforce in Orange while they complete their clinical placements. Professor Damien Limberger says their network of clinical schools allows students to study and gain hands-on experience in a region where they intend to work.
The students so far have spent 2 years learning the foundations of medicine, so covering the basic sciences and all the theory that they need to know. And now they commence full-time clinical placements, so they're learning in the workplace, in the hospital settings.
It's all hands on deck to stop the roosting of feral pigeons in council buildings and properties across Dubbo. A pest pigeon management program will be taking place over the next 2 weeks, with works occurring during early mornings and evenings. This will be at sites such as the Visitor Information Centre, the Dubbo Regional Theatre and Convention Centre, as well as the Dubbo Civic Administration Building. Relentless rain and flash flooding has taken centre stage in Orange, meaning that 61% of the year's rainfall has come down in just 1 week. The week until Tuesday has seen over 150 millimetres of rainfall, compared with just over 240 for the whole year. Checking sport, selection in the Aussie side for her first Ashes tour is still sinking in for Orange batting prodigy Phoebe Litchfield. The 19-year-old is pretty excited ahead of the multi-format series in June and July, saying she owes a lot to her early years playing men's cricket in the Central West.
I think it's just really awesome to see the way that the pathways are going. The Western program back home is, going from strength to strength, and you see players like Lisa Griffiths, Amy Edgar, and now myself coming through. I think it's just an awesome sort of prospect that, regional areas can produce good cricketers.